welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. We've got almost an hour of bluegrass music lined up for you. That was a tune called Dobro on the Loose, and we recorded that in 1976 in Sydney, the Channel 9 studios in Sydney, Australia. And I was playing Dobro and banjo by virtue of some double recording. Colleen Trenrith was playing the fiddle, Alan James playing bass, Colin Watson was playing the guitar, and we're just going hell for leather really on that tune to see whether we could get through it. And I remember I got to the end and I had all these fancy licks lined up to do on banjo, and I was absolutely exhausted and couldn't do anything apart from keep time. But that's the way it goes. Well, I hope you're going to enjoy the program. I thought we'd look back on 2021. It wasn't that wonderful a year. It was a year that the world was dealing with COVID-19, and New Zealand's come out of it pretty well, really, but we're starting to get beaten down by this Omicron version of COVID, just like the rest of the world. We lost a lot of people in bluegrass music in 21, very important people, and this show is going to be remembering some of them, people like Phil Ledbetter and Bill Emerson and Sonny Osborne, J.D. Crowe, and even Tony Rice in December of 2020, and Colleen Trenrith, of course, at the beginning of 2021, be a huge loss, particularly to the New Zealand bluegrass community. And we're going to hear from all of them, as well as the bands, of course, they play with, and some of the great music they've made over the years. And we'll start off with a track from the album Where Roads Divide by a band called Wildfire, and this is one of Phil Ledbetter's bands. Phil Ledbetter played Dobro and all the versions of Dobros that you can get, resonating guitars, of course. Daryl Webb played mandolin, did lead and harmony vocals. Robert Hale played acoustic guitar, lead and harmony vocals. Barry Crabtree played banjo, and Kurt Chapman played the upright bass. And the song I've selected from this album is I Don't Know How to Fix It. That's a good name. And there's some lovely Dobro playing in here, and we'll think about Phil while we're hearing that play. Here come Wildfire.
She brought some perfume from Paris. I bought some brand new cologne. She made a candlelight dinner. I put some soft music on. We sat by the fire, waiting for desire. Lift us up and take us far away. She started getting sleepy, so I turned on the TV. One more night of love just went to waste. Well, it's broken, I don't know how to fix it. It's not a day goes by that I don't miss it. When love jumps a drag, you just can't get it back. Well, I still love that woman so, but it's broken, I don't know how to fix it. She said a change of scenery might just be the very thing we need. So I said, what about Las Vegas? She said, what about Miami Beach? She said, yeah, that's where the problem lies. Well, it's broken, I don't know how to fix it. There's not a day goes by that I don't miss it. When love jumps the tracks, well, you just can't get it back. Well, I still love that woman so, but it's broken, I don't know how to fix it. Well, love does a gun, blueprints, instructions, and plans. Thank you. drops in. It's not a day goes by that I don't miss it. When love jumps the tracks, well, you just can't get it back. Well, I still love that moment so, but it's broke and I don't know how to fix it. Well, I still love that moment so, but it's broke and I don't know how to fix it.
So good. I wish I'd had them playing on Dobra on the Loose. They would have done a fine job of that, wouldn't they? Oh, well, another couple of musicians that we lost. Tony Rice, and almost exactly a year later, J.D. Crowe. Both played some very memorable music in their lives, but almost none more memorable than the Bluegrass Album Band put together by Tony Rice to give credit to where the music came from, the roots of the music, and they did some wonderful versions of the original bluegrass, so to speak. Here they are on album one of the Bluegrass albums, playing Bill Monroe classic Molly and Ten Brooks, Bluegrass Album Band.
Oh, to the bright shining sun. Ten Brooks was a big bay horse, he wore a jacket mane. He ran all around the Memphis and he beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, beat the Memphis train. Lord, old Ten Brooks to climb. Piper, Piper, you're not right and right. While it's a meet, old Ten Brooks, clear out of sight. Clear out of sight, Lord, clear out of sight. Piper, Piper, leave old Ten Brooks and bridle and let old Ten Brooks run. Let old Ten Brooks run, Lord, let old Ten Brooks run. Go and fetch old Ten Brooks and hitch him in the shade. We're gonna bury old Molly in a coffin ready made. Coffin ready made, Lord, coffin ready made. Let old Ten Brooks run, Lord, let old Ten Brooks run.
Just Beautiful, Just Beautiful. That is a real classic, and J.D. Crowe's picking on that tune is wonderful. Tony Rice singing. The whole energy in the band is just wonderful. We might hear from the Bluegrass Album band a little bit later on. Sonny Osborne, we lost him. And Sonny is a great character. He's wonderful to watch on stage. He's got a real personality. You're just drawn to him. His banjo playing is a real mixture of a credit to Earl Scruggs and hugely influenced by all the other sounds that he played around with, lead guitars and pedal steels and things like that. He was never at a loss of something to do. He was quite experimental, even on stage. And as he said, if you play a wrong note, well, you play it again just to show people that you knew what you were doing. I've got an album here called From Rocky Top to Muddy Bottom, the Osborne Brothers, and that's featuring the songs written by Boudlow and Felice Bryant, who wrote so many great country songs. Well, of course, the Osbournes recorded, well, on this album, there's 20 of them. So they recorded a lot of songs. And I've picked a couple that are possibly less well known. And this is a great song from the Osbournes. They got the 1977 lineup: Sonny Osborne, banjo and vocals, Bobby Osborne, mandolin and vocal, Dale Sled, guitar and vocals, Robbie Osborne, bass and drums were added, Ray Eddington, regular studio guitarist, Pig Robbins playing piano, as he often did on their albums, Buddy Emmons playing some wonderful steel guitar, and Bob Moore on bass. So they're a mixture of their Nashville backing band and their bluegrass band. Here they are doing a song, Don't Ever Tell Me You Love Me, written by Boudlow and Felice Bryant, the Osborne Brothers. Song. I hadn't really heard it before. I must have done because I've played the album, but I just thought it was real nice. And as many of you know, I get to play a bit of country music at the Morrinsville Country Music Club, and that song could go really well over there. I tell you, it had some lovely steel bits in it too. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I hope you enjoyed the gospel program that we had last week from Bean Blossom 1971. I thought that was a real treat, and I loved listening to Bill Munro introducing the groups and saying a little bit about them and how he knew them, and it was just great. And then hearing bands like Cliff Waldron play. We got him a bit later on, and I just thought that was a special treat, so I hope you enjoyed it. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they do a good job of providing musical instruments, musical written out in notes and in tablature, all sorts of books, all sorts of accessories. Go and see them. They're in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, and they will have what you need to meet your musical needs. Start of the school year for lots of pupils. Good to go and see Shearers. They've got something there that you can play in your music classes at school, I'm sure of it. What are we going to hear? A couple of shows ago, I played a track from Scott Brannan from an album entitled Your Old Standby, and I was going to play a second track, but I talked too much in the show, as I often do, and I left him out. And I really enjoyed his music. Scott Brannan doing the lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Michael Cleveland on fiddles, Lloyd Douglas on banjo, David McLaughlin on mandolin, Tracy Rauber on harmony vocals, Marshall Wilborn on bass, and Tom Mint on mandolin and a couple of tracks. And David McLaughlin recorded Scott Brannan. And here he is doing the old Hank Williams tune, Singing Waterfall. Here's some real classic old-time bluegrass for you.
There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away. That's where I long to be at the close of every day. That's where my sweetheart's sleeping down beneath the clay. I often sit and wonder why the Lord called her away. The sun was sinking low, and listened to the waters as they rippled soft and low. But since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight, my darling's sleeping by the singing waterfall. Singing waterfall, she took me in her arms just like she used to do. And then I heard her whisper, we'll meet beyond the blue. We'd meet there every evening as the sun was sinking low, and listen to the water as they rippled soft and low. But since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight, my darling's sleeping by the singing waterfall.
Isn't that nice? I just love that approach to bluegrass music, that old-timey sort of feel to it, where bluegrass and country music weren't that much different from each other. Oh, here's another track that I was going to play on an earlier show and didn't have time for. Ricky Simpkins and the Temperance Reel. Fiddle playing there from Ricky Simpkins. The album was called Dancing on the Fingerboard, which is just about what his fingers were doing there. Bill Emerson was a big influence on my banjo playing. I always loved the way he played so cleanly, and just he was sort of playing straightforwardly, but he just had some lovely little touches there to his playing that I always loved the way he did things. And in our early days of learning stuff, I did quite a bit of sort of trying to emulate Bill Emerson. Here's from a more recent album of his, Eclipse, which came out in 2011, and it's got some of his tunes on it and some songs. He's playing banjo, of course, Tom Adams on guitar, Jenny Lee Obert on fiddle, Marshall Wilborn again on bass. He was playing on Scott Brandon too, and Jimmy Goodrow is playing mandolin on most tracks. On the track that we're hearing, number 13, it's actually Chris Henry playing mandolin. We saw Chris Henry at a Mountain Grass Festival several years ago. Here's Bill Emerson with a tune called The Grey Ghost. Thank you. was Bill Emerson with a tune called The Old Grey Ghost. And he was getting on in years when he recorded that one, and he was still doing lovely clear playing. And we miss him. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we're remembering some of the musicians who passed away in the last year, 2021, and left a big, particularly those who left a big hole in the music scene. They were very significant musicians, and I know lots of writings in places like Bluegrass Today and the other online newspaper newsletter sources, they just really gave them some great credit, and we miss them. We're going to hear Grasstown again from Phil Ledbetter. This is about 6 years after the previous album that we had, and he's also got Steve Gully on it, who died the previous year, 2019. What are we up to? 2020. Steve Gully died in 2020. Phil Ledbetter died in 2021. Alan Bybee is playing mandolin. Jason Davis on banjo. Travis Greer on bass. The album, they've got Terry Borkham on bass vocal on one track, and Stuart Duncan playing fiddle. The album was called The Other Side of Town. This is the band Grasstown, and it's featuring Phil Ledbetter. It's called The Door.
I've heard the sound of my dear old mama crying, and the sound of a train that took me off to sound of a thousand bombs exploding, and I wondered if I could take it anymore. There were times when they almost drove me crazy, but I did my best, I took it like a man. But who would think in my lonely room I'd hear one sound in the world my heart can't stand? That sound, and to know it's really over. Your tear-stained eyes, I watched her walk away. But of earthquakes, storms, and guns and wars, Lord, nothing has ever that lonely sound, the closing of the door. And of earthquakes, storms, and guns and wars, Lord, nothing has ever hurt me more than that lonely sound, the closing.
Heartbreaker, wasn't it? Lovely, simple backing that Phil put in there on the dobro. Just love to hear that sort of stuff. Let's listen to the Osborne Brothers again with another song from Bulo and Felice Bryant. They wrote some very interesting songs, and this is one I think you'll find quite amusing. It's Tell It to Your Old Grandma, the Osborne Brothers.
Thank you. never, never fool her. Wasn't any need to try. She would raise an eyebrow, pucker up her lips, and flash a little look my way. Tell it to your grandma, maybe she'll believe you. That was all she had to say. Tell it to your old grandma. Tell it to your old grandma. Tell it to your old grandma, and maybe she'll believe you. When I try to call you on the telephone, it's busy, busy all night long. When I ask you why, you'll always tell me I have merely got the number wrong. Maybe so I do, and maybe so I don't, and maybe so a bird can't fly. Maybe so you'll find somebody who'll believe it, maybe someone else, not I.
Almost expected to hear Sonny's laugh at the end of that ending. He used to do those crazy endings and you'd hear this wicked chuckle. Tell it to your old grandma. So that's what you can retort to if someone's telling you something that you're not finding hard to believe. Let's get back. Colleen Trenwith died at the beginning of 2021. Very sad time for the whole family, and we remember her very fondly. But her bluegrass audiences will remember her for her wonderful, relaxed onstage presence. She never said much, but when she did, it was very worth listening to. And she played astonishing fiddle, and her signature tune became the Orange Blossom Special. And she kept saying, do we need to play it? Can't we play something else? There's some other lovely tunes out there, but... people would come up and say, hey, you got to play the Orange Blossom Special. So we often used to finish a show with this tune, and she did a great job of it. It was based on the Stanley Brothers version of the tune, and then got a few other bits and pieces put in the middle of it somewhere. And this is how we used to play the Orange Blossom Special. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle. Have a listen. Thank you. And that's what it used to sound like on stage, and always got a big reception. Colleen Trent with wonderful fiddle player. Oh, let's listen to another track from Tony Rice and J.D. Crow. This is from the Bluegrass album number 4, and just part of the inventiveness of J.D. and his mates Doyle and Tony Rice is that they included material from other sources, just as Bill Monroe did, of course, but just finding out what suited bluegrass, and sometimes it wasn't what you expected. And it was a big surprise when we bought Bluegrass album number 4 and put it on and heard this on the turntable. And it's a great song, and it's one by Jim Croce, and it's called Age.
I've been up and down and around and around and back again. I've been so many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was a clock on the wall and my only friend never really was a friend at all. Well, I traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. The difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time for something that I'd never lost or left behind. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back to them. Found myself right back where I started again. And now I'm in my second circle and I'm heading for the top. I've learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. But when you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back at them. I found myself right back where I started again. And I've turned inside out and around about and back at them. I found myself right back where I started again.
I'll bet you there were a lot of bands learning that song after that album came out. They made it sound real bluegrass. Tony Rice and J.D. Crow, we shall miss them immensely. Big hello to all the people listening on podcasts. Thank you very much for tuning in. You might be listening on your telephone. Whoever thought we'd be listening to music on our telephones while we went for walks or something like that. In the early days, a telephone was firmly attached to a wall and we were on a party line with 9 other people. You'd hear the different rings come through depending on who it was for, and you could always pick up the phone and listen to other people's conversations, which our parents told us off for doing. as you can well imagine. So times do move on, thank goodness for that. But I really appreciate the fact that you're tuning in on your podcast and picking up Back Porch Bluegrass. All the music that I play is part of my collection of CDs and vinyl albums, and I've been collecting them really since my interest in bluegrass began back in the 1960s, and I've got some real old albums in there, and then CDs came in, and I'm glad we got rid of cassettes, but I would really miss CDs, and I'm not much into all the other modern versions of things. But I love playing the music for you. We don't necessarily keep up to date, but I hope you enjoy my take on bluegrass music from down here in New Zealand, bottom of the South Pacific. I was out on that Pacific Ocean just a couple of days ago with my son Tim. He's the bass player in our bands, and he's got a 31-foot old 1920s wooden cruiser, and it's great. We go at 8 knots and we're chugging out to sea, and we tried to do a bit of fishing and only caught little throwbacks, and we kept about one fish, I think, but we had a lovely time out in the sun and going up and down on the water. So there are advantages to being in the South Pacific Ocean on a sunny day. I'm rambling here, aren't I? And all the people tuning in on Access Radio stations in New Zealand, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You making the effort to listen. Back Porch Bluegrass, sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Byron Berline is one of the musicians that we lost this year. Wonderful fiddle player, and in particular of interest to me and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, because we took our name from a tune that he played with the Dillards. We love the Dillards music, and Byron Berline saw the Dillards when they were in Los Angeles, and he said, oh, I'm a fiddle player, I can work with you guys. And he'd been playing Texas fiddle style, which he'd learned from his dad, but he could play some bluegrass music, and he found that he could mix in with the Dillards, and they did an album called Picking and Fiddling, and it opened up with a track called Hamilton County, and we decided that'd be a good name for our band. So here is Byron Berline and the Dillards playing the tune Hamilton County, mid-1960s. This was recorded. Thank you. That's a fine version of Hamilton County, and lovely to hear the mandolin solo from Dean Webb. He is a much underrated mandolin player. He did some wonderful solos in the music. He's a great harmony singer, but his mandolin playing was very special. Barbaline, Doug Dillard, Roddy Dillard, Dean Webb, and Mitch Jane playing on that last tune. Another banjo player that we lost in January this year, actually, man Tommy Neal, the banjo player, and he was playing with a band, Bluestone, and that was a band headed by Carol Swam and Dick Laird, and we had the good fortune to meet them in 1971 when we were visiting the USA and staying with Mike Seeger, and they were a local band around southern Pennsylvania in those days. I'm not quite sure where they are from now. Yes, still based in southern Pennsylvania, and Dick Laird played mandolin and does vocals. Carol plays rhythm guitar and does vocals. Dick's got two of his sons playing in the band, Heath doing bass and Jeff on rhythm guitar. And they've got John Glick on fiddle, and Tommy Neal's a wonderful banjo player. All sorts of styles, and just captures the feel of the song. They do sort of old-timey bluegrass. They do self-written bluegrass. And we're going to hear them doing a tune called We Shall Meet Someday. It was time we had a gospel song on the program, and here they are doing We Shall Meet Someday, Bluestone, featuring Tommy Neal on banjo.
Our hearts ache with grief as we say goodbye. We shall meet someday, where no sorrow or tears ever dim the eye. We shall meet someday. We shall meet where no storm clouds gather. We shall meet someday. By the river of life, sparkling cool and clear, we shall meet someday. We've all crossed the stream with its rolling tide. We shall meet someday in a city of life on the other side. We shall meet someday. We shall meet where no storm clouds gather. We shall meet someday. By the river of life, sparkling cool and clear, We shall meet someday. We shall meet where no storm clouds gather. We shall meet someday. By the city of life on the other side, We shall meet someday.
Very appropriate gospel song, We Shall Meet Someday. Let's hear from the Dillards and Byron Berline again with the tune called Drunken Billy Old. Thank you. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you tuning in. We're going to take it out with a track from Bluegrass album Band, featuring Tony Rice and J.D. Crowe, and it's going to settle down. Tune in again next week. See ya. Bye.
Up my grip and take a long, long trip back to the one that I love so. Home on to go back to my darling, back to the one I love so well. I know she'll be my wife and we'll settle down for life, for she's the one that means the world to me. Forget the day I left and went away. You told me I'd be sorry some old day. I found this to be true, so I'm heading back to you. Sweetheart, I'm tired and want to settle down. Oh, won't you go back to my darling, back to the one I love so well. I know she'll be my wife and settle down for life. She's the one that means the world to me.